welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in. Got a great show for you for this Friday, March 29th, 2013. This is our 567th podcast. So glad you're here. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be covering a topic that's near and dear to many folks' hearts, especially people that live here, and it's called Lucky We Live Hawaii. It's also sprung a new show that we're going to do with Wade from Wade's World Hawaii, and he's actually in the studio today.
How's it?
How's it, Wade? And we're going to be talking about that today. We're also going to be answering your questions as we get through the big show today. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. But you can also, you know what, old school, just pick up the phone and call us, 1-800-843-8771. We're in Hawaii. All we do is help folks plan vacations to Hawaii. All of our agents are either born or raised here or lived here most of their lives. So that's going to give you a very unique, intimate experience when you're planning your Hawaii vacation. You know, coming to Hawaii is not a simple thing. It's a complicated destination. And, you know, I'm always preaching to you that you got to plan, especially now because prices have gone up, inventory is tight. So you really have to plan in advance. And that's what we're all about. And it doesn't matter what stage of your planning you're in. If we've got to you before you've actually booked your vacation, well, great. But even if you've already booked it, there's lots of ways we can help you with lots of activities. We have a free concierge service now. So you can just get in touch with me. We can put you in touch with our concierge. And he can help you with everything from restaurant reservations to booking activities and tours to just giving you some good advice. So please get involved with us. You'll be very happy you did. You know, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Aloha Bruce, or on our Facebook page, Hawaii.vacation. Millions of ways to get a hold of me, and I would really love to hear from you. I want to thank those folks who've been leaving comments. As I mentioned on my last show, there, you know, we have some really negative comments from, like, you know, we've been doing this show like almost 8 years. It's hard to believe that we've been doing it this long, a podcast. But there's comments there that go back from the beginning of the podcast, and they keep coming up first in iTunes, and there were some really negative things. And it warms my heart to see that some people have really taken the time to really give a nice review and tell us what you think of the show. So if you're listening and you haven't done, and you like my advice, but you haven't used me, I know you feel guilty about that, right? You know, you went and booked something on your own. Well, give me some love back. Go to the iTunes page and leave a comment. I'd really appreciate it. We got a lot of ground to cover. I want to jump right into it. I've got some questions here I want to go over, and these are coming from our Facebook users and our Twitter friends. So let's get right to them here before we get into the show here. First one comes from Carol. Before we do that, I always like to give a little weather update. We've had some really, really weird weather I've been talking about the last couple of weeks. So if you're going to be here in the next few days, it's going to be a mixed bag. We've had these like cold fronts that come through and kind of bring us a little weather. And like today, it was supposed to be really sunny, but it ended up being cloudy. And over the weekend, are they talking about being cloudy again, Wade? Have you heard? It's just been really weird weather, hasn't it?
Looks like it's probably going to be off and on sprinkles and rain for the next couple of days.
Yeah, the other day we were supposed to have like this big flooding, and it was kind of like a dud.
Yeah, I mean, but it's been flooding over at Kauai, so that's the problem over there.
That's the problem. Yeah. It's really bad. Yeah.
So you got to be careful over there.
Yeah, so if you're going to be here in the next few days, not too bad, but certainly is probably nicer than where you're coming than where you are right now. But it has been a little bit. You might find a little bit of rain.
A bad day here is better than a good day at most places.
That's true. Very true. Very, very true. Okay, let's get right to the questions. Carol wants to know, where are some good weekend brunch spots in Waikiki? Well, you know, I always say get out of Waikiki to eat because a lot of the restaurants there are high priced, over the top, not really your best restaurants. But if I had to pick a few, one would be the Beach House at the Moana Surfrider. Now, while I don't recommend the Beach House for dinner or any other meals, on the weekends they have a wonderful brunch. It's a little bit pricey. And you can eat there up until about 3 o'clock, which is kind of nice, under the banyan tree. It's actually a beautiful location. The food is great, and it's all you can eat, and tons of different courses, everything you can get there. So I would recommend the Beach House at the Moana Surfrider. You know, the Shorebird always has a good brunch every day of the week, and that's over at the Outrigger Reef. And, you know, why not just, you know, for brunch, go to like something like Eggs and Things. Eggs and Things is, you know, probably Hawaii's most favorite breakfast joint. Have you been to Eggs and Things?
Yeah, it's busy.
It's always busy. Well, you know, they've got two of them now.
They do have two of them. Yeah. They do have two of them.
There's one now at the Waikiki Circle, which isn't as good. I always say go to the original.
There's not as much seating there. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. Well, yeah. Always there's a problem with it. But
Hula's, man, right above Duke's. Good breakfast.
Yeah, that's a good breakfast. Yeah. They don't have a brunch. You know?
Yeah.
They don't have a brunch. But you can kind of get brunch anytime at like Eggs and Things. And I recommend if you really want to get a good brunch, just get the hell out of Waikiki. Go to Boots and Chemo's. Great brunch there.
Definitely.
Or my favorite is Cinnamon's.
Cinnamon's is excellent. Crepes and Things over in Kailua, too.
Oh, Crepes and Things is
good,
too.
Very good. Right very next good. To in case Boots and Chemo's is a little too busy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Boots and Chemo's isn't as busy as it used to be.
Yeah.
But any good place is going to be a little bit of a wait. You're on vacation, so you wait a little bit. No big deal. What are you in such a rush to eat for?
Rush to eat?
Yeah.
I love to eat.
I know. But you, why? Because you're running out doing your tours
reviews,
all the time.
I do reviews all the time on places to eat. So if I'm coming
and
in,
do you
look
complain
out.
When you have to wait? Are you one of those kind of people?
I do not complain. I don't complain. I take it easy, relax, and
all right.
Let it happen.
Okay. Paul Bowen wants to know, are there any gluten-free restaurants in Hawaii? Good question. Ooh. All this gluten-free
it's
thing.
A big thing.
Oh, yeah. Big thing right now. Well, gluten-free restaurants, you know that there are over 40 restaurants in Hawaii, that have gluten-free choices. Now, there aren't any restaurants that I can find that are just totally gluten-free. But there's 40 of them. Obviously, I'm not going to give them all to you here. But unfortunately, a lot of these gluten-free menus are coming from chain restaurants. And you know what? Hawaii has its share of chain restaurants. Let me tell you, like the Spaghetti Factory has a whole section of gluten-free stuff. Buca de Pepos, which actually isn't too bad for an Italian restaurant, even though it's a chain. P.F. Chang's. Tons of restaurants out there. So I'll put a link on the blog page, on our podcast page, which is at hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. And there'll be all a link to all of the restaurants, and you can pick which one. But no problem if you need to go gluten-free when you're in Hawaii. Now, here's a question you might be able to help with, Wade. It's coming from Rush. And he wants to know, I'm going to have a layover at Honolulu, so I want to know the best way to spend some time there. Like, if you only had... you know, a few hours to spend. Maybe I don't know how much time he's got, but I'm assuming he has enough time that he can get off
depends
the plane.
Depends if he has a vehicle.
So let's assume that he has eight. Well, he doesn't have a vehicle.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's tough right around the airport.
It is tough. You know, one thing that you can take in is Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And you could go do that. That might be a fun thing to do. And I do have a blog post that I did, which is what to do with 8 hours when you're in Oahu. And I can forward that to you.
Hey,
you can
if it lands on a Wednesday or weekend, you go to the swap meet.
Swap meet. That's another good thing you can do. And that's an idea. You could just, you know, drive down into Waikiki, hang out, relax.
Yeah, you could.
You know, go to the beach.
Yeah, go to Duke the Kahanamoku Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a few hours there.
Yeah, that's an idea. So, Rush, hopefully that helps you out. Now, Troy Glover wants to know. He says, I'm coming to Hawaii in June. I'd like to know what's the best tour for Pearl Harbor to see the most and be able to get the most out of my day. Well, you know, if you're a history buff, we love the Home of the Brave Tour. This is a very excellent tour. They actually have a museum that they take you to that they built themselves, which has a lot of memorabilia in it. And they also do a comprehensive tour of Pearl Harbor and the USS Missouri. So I recommend it. I've gotten lots of good feedback about it. You have any suggestions along those lines for Pearl Harbor? You don't even go to Pearl Harbor.
I'll do a custom tour there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, maybe you can hire Wade here. He'll take you over there. Anyway, so hopefully that helps you out. Here's another one. This is also from Troy, actually. He says he also heard that Banzai has its highest waves in the winter. I was wondering how high the waves are going to be in June.
Zero.
Zero. That's what I told him.
One to 3 foot swell is probably the most, if anything.
Yeah.
That's
on a stormy day. You're not going to get waves in June.
Yeah.
But what the good news is that you can go to places like Shark's Cove, which is very calm, and do some great snorkeling over there.
Yeah.
So there's good and bad with that, but forget about the waves. And even on the south side, they don't get as big.
Yeah.
You're going to get more waves on the south side than on the north side in June.
If you want to hit a good place, if you want some reasonable surf, Makapu'u.
Makapu'u, definitely.
So you're going to have a good 3 to 4 foot waves.
You know where else? Like right next to Makapu'u, Baby Makapu'u.
Yeah, it's not bad either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they learn how to longboard.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good place for beginning surfers because you really got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
At Makapu.
Yeah, you're not going to Sandy's.
Yeah, no, definitely stay away from Sandy's.
That's a no-no.
That's a no-no, definitely. And then one final question. A Facebook friend, RT Tongson, says he's looking for flights to Oahu for the end of June and 4th of July weekend. Just by the way, that's where everybody's mindset right now is. We're booking now for June. Can you believe that? June and July. And it's, what is it, March? You're coming into, you know, the beginning of April, and we're already looking at June. Things are getting sold out. I mean, prices are ridiculous. So please, if you don't get nothing out of my show today, book in advance. Make sure you do that and give us a call, because we're gonna cut to the chase, you know, because we're doing this all day long. We have all the resources. We're going to cut right to the chase. We know right where the deals are. We know how to make it happen for you at the right price. Remember, very often all you need to do is put a small deposit down with us. You don't have to come up with all that money like Expedia and all the big OTAs want you to do. Give them all your money. You don't have to do that with us. We have payment plans. But along those lines, he asked this question. Should we wait to book our airfare? Because he sees that it's so high right now for the end of June and July 4th week. Should we wait, or do you think prices are going to go down? No, I do not think prices are going to go down. I'm sorry. I would book it now. And one of the things we can do is we have ways of playing with the airfare. So if you give me a call, I might be able to help you out. But I wouldn't wait around thinking prices are going to go down for June and July. Forget it. That's probably one of the busiest times we have during the year is summer, because people are coming for summer vacations. And along those lines, Amy, there's one more question here from Amy Flanagan. She wants to know, can you recommend a family-friendly resort on Maui? Well, that's like a loaded question, because Hawaii is just a family-friendly destination. Let's face it, all the hotels pretty much have programs for kids. But if I had to pick, you know, one or two on Maui, I would say the Westin Maui. And the reason for that is they have a great kids program, and the slide is off the hook there. They have a great slide and water park type thing that's just excellent, even the Hyatt next door. And then on the south side, I'd probably choose the Grand Wailea if you can afford it. You know, the problem is it's just you have to mortgage your house to stay there. Yeah. That's the only problem. You know about that, being the poor man.
Yeah, I know that. I stayed in Kihei, and then I went over there just to visit and look around.
Yeah, did you see that pool?
Oh, man, I went in that pool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's amazing, and I ate at the restaurant right outside there, too. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous there, if you can afford it. But on the south side, if you know, the Marriott is okay, but it's I would have to say the Grand Wailea down there is probably the two. And both of those hotels are expensive. If you wanted to do something more affordable, you might want to consider the condo, Ka'anapali Shores, because they have a really nice set up for kids, and it's very kid friendly there, and it's a little more affordable. They got a couple of pools there, they've got some areas for playing, and a great like playground thing, so it's pretty good. But all of Hawaii, any hotel you stay in will have some sort of kid friendly thing, and it's just a family destination. That's just one of the things about Hawaii. So hopefully that helps you out. If you have a question or comment, or you would like me to talk about something, please write to me, Bruce@Hawaii-Aloha.com. Okay, let's move through here, and let's talk about a topic that has come up and that has really sprung a new show. Now, I'd like to introduce you to, if you haven't met him before, Wade Fishman.
Right.
He's
on.
Also known as the Poor Man's Guide to
That's
Hawaii.
Me.
Wade's World Hawaii. It's all of you, right?
Yeah, that's all of me. I'm the poor man.
And the two of us have been working together now for a little over a year.
Yeah.
On projects, and we've been really wanting to find the right time to actually do a show together. And we have decided to now begin a new show called Lucky We Live Hawaii. Why Lucky We Live Hawaii?
Why lucky? Yeah. It's just we're just very fortunate to live in such a beautiful place that's so different from anywhere else in the mainland.
And also because part of what we do, being out there, me as, you know, running this travel company, and Wade, who runs Wade's World Hawaii, and he does tours, we constantly are getting people coming to us, asking us questions about Hawaii, asking us about what it's like to live here, asking about how we survive here, how we got here. I mean, I get that every week. It's not really the topic of the show, but I really would love to talk about that more. I'd like to share with you more of what it's like to live here, so that when you come here, even though you may not be able to live here, you might be able to enjoy some of the things we enjoy. Now, I try to cover those things on our show, on this show as well, but I think the focus of this will only be highlighting the wonderful things that make Hawaii so great and why we live here, and highlight some of those things. And I think what I'd like to do today, just to kick it off, is talk about the things that we love about Hawaii and why we're lucky we live Hawaii. And this is a very common saying, and nobody really knows where or how that started and how that became so popular, that saying. But it never seems to get old. And perhaps this is because it's not a prideful or boastful statement. You know what I mean? It's merely a humble way of expressing our gratitude about being in this beautiful place. You know, it's the best part about this saying is that it can be used in almost any setting.
Very fortunate.
Yeah.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, and it's a humbling thing. We're not doing it to brag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not to brag.
Yeah. So, I'm going to lay out a couple of scenarios, and maybe you can lay out a couple of scenarios about why it's perfect for me to use. I mean, why you know, things that I love about Hawaii that lend itself to make it lucky we live Hawaii. And one of the things is, like, you know, you can jump in the ocean on a summer day. And I do this all the time. The water is so clear. Sometimes, I mean, I can go swimming with my eyes open. It's so clear.
Oh, yeah.
And you can capture stuff with your underwater camera as well. And I just got one of those. And, you know, you do that and maybe do an Instagram of that. I mean, lucky we live Hawaii, right?
Exactly.
How many times have you done that?
Oof, I've done it so many times. But the difference from the mainland in here is that it seems a little more stressful there. And here it's really laid back. And that's one of the great things that I love about it. And the thing is that you can hike a ridgeline, and in the same day you can go surf a wave. And it's all 15 to 20 minutes, you know, within each other. Where can you do that? That's lucky to live Hawaii.
Yeah, you could even be snowing up in...
Yeah, you can go snowboarding on the Big Island.
And then be surfing.
And then surfing, you know, later on that day. That's lucky we live Hawaii.
Right, you could be sitting with a group of your friends outside on your lanai. It might be raining. You can listen to the rain fall on maybe the carport roof. And then as the clouds clear, you can look up into the sky and you see a double rainbow.
That's lucky we live Hawaii.
That's lucky we live Hawaii. Come on.
Yeah, and the double rainbows thing, it seems like a big thing on the internet when that guy starts crying about it. But the truth is, the opportunity to see that every day is possible. And that is very lucky.
It is so lucky. You could be on a hike, or you could be down a bike path, and you could be looking. Maybe there's a banana tree, and maybe they're not quite ripe. And you see a green turning yellow papaya that's just ready for the picking. And you also nearby, you'll see maybe a mango tree, right? I've done that.
Yeah.
And it's that sweet fruit hanging down, and it's just within your reach.
Yeah.
To me, that's the kind of moment that I say, God damn, that, this is lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I'll often be hiking a trail. I'll look up and look at avocados everywhere, ready to be picked.
And is that
That's so lucky.
I know. And that's like the ideal meal, too. I mean,
it's wonderful.
The nutrition you get from that, you know, and it's free.
It's free.
Lucky we live Hawaii, you know. There's so many things that make, and almost listening to myself sound this, it sounds so corny in a way,
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could be corny, but when you just sit there and look at it, and when people come to Hawaii and then they leave, they recognize it. They know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, and while it's a saying that a lot of locals use often, it's also something that resonates with tourists and those... folks that are thinking about moving to Hawaii. And it's these little moments of awe that, you know, convince so many people just to move here.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't even hesitate to say, how many times have you been on a tour and somebody said, I got to move here?
Every time. Just last week, I had a beautiful ohana that I took out to a waterfall. They've never seen this waterfall. You know, I may have seen it 20, 30 times, but you know what, for me, Bruce, every time I see it, it's different, and it's just as beautiful, and I truly appreciate it. And when you see them, go, wow. And that's when I come out and say, lucky we live Hawaii, right in front of them, and that's where it starts.
That's those little moments of awe that I'm talking about, where something like that happens and people just want to move here. It's just so convincing. It's those simple little things that catch people's attention. But recently I heard a friend say that she wanted to move to Hawaii because she didn't want to be ordinary.
Hey,
you know, and I guess that's exactly what Hawaii is, extraordinary. You know? And I was listening to Bill Cosby. He came into town
Is he here?
He's here. He's in town. And he did like a meet and greet. And anybody could go out and meet him. And one of the things that he said is that the rest of the country needs to get on board with what Hawaii is doing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he did.
Exactly.
He did. And how it's a melting pot and how we interact with each other. We have problems just like everywhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, every town does. But it's just the attitude. You know, it's those little things. It's this lucky we live Hawaii mentality that I think so many of us appreciate. And, you know, we pay this price for paradise. A lot of us are working 2-3 jobs just to live here, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it.
Yeah, because if you are working 2-3 jobs, but then it's that moment that you, on the weekend or whatever it may be, you get up and you're like, this is why.
Right.
This is why I'm here, and this is why I'm doing this.
Right. So I think that's kind of the emphasis of the show, kind of the thesis of the show. Will be revolving around this whole theme of Lucky You Live Hawaii. I think each week maybe we'll pick one or two things and maybe talk about them.
Great idea.
And also we want your feedback. We want people to write to us and we'll kind of talk about, you know, maybe what you're thinking about Hawaii and maybe either moving here or coming here for vacation or just trying to learn more about the islands and experience it in a real way rather than through Expedia.
How to
and
live more
tourists.
Like a local. How to live more like someone who's here doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think vacationers could kind of tweak the phrase. We say, lucky we live Hawaii, but I think we can change it to other things.
Lucky we're in Hawaii or vacation.
We could change it to something like lucky we in Hawaii.
Lucky we're in Hawaii.
Yeah,
that works.
Lucky we're in Hawaii. Change it to that. It makes it sound less permanent and more of a statement rather than, you know, it means like we're acknowledging that there's an amazing thing and that we're in Hawaii. Something like that.
That's good.
You know, that makes sense. But it's a great way to stay in the moment in your vacation, too, to be able to recognize, you know, just how special the moment is for you when you're here. Very important.
And you know, Bruce, I find a lot of people, when I'm thinking around everything, they're already thinking of what they have to do when they go home. Don't do that. Live in the moment while you're here. You know, don't be thinking what you have to do when you get out of here. If you got to live in the moment here while you're here and really become a part of Hawaii. You know, that aloha spirit that we all experience.
That's right. Stay in the present, in the moment, for the things that are around you while you're here, like the birds, the tropical birds.
That's another lucky week. I get up in the morning, I hear these birds I've never heard back home. That's just waking up and hearing it's amazing. Yep.
The trade winds, that's another great thing.
Exactly. You don't need air conditioning.
How about just walking with that bare sand in your feet? Between your toes.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's so many things.
Having a nice cold cone of beer. That's a good thing, too.
it also brings us back to reality in a way. You know, if we're going through a tough day or something's happening, you know, that always can bring us back down to earth. Lucky we live Hawaii, damn. So, you know, so what? It was a shitty day.
Yeah.
You know, lucky we live Hawaii.
Exactly.
You know, when you're working a 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday, it's easy to lose track of all the beauty that we have here. It really is. Mm. We're in the work mode just like everybody else in the world, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's not all vacation here for us just because we live here. It's, you know?
But once we make it through those, you know, blissful days, you know, it's like suddenly we wake up and we're on vacation. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'm on a permanent vacation, to be
honest
with you.
On my day off, I'm on vacation.
So that's why we came up with this topic, Lucky We Live Hawaii. That's the title of the new podcast. It's going to be with Aloha Bruce, myself, and Wade.
The poor man.
Also, a.k.a. the poor man. And every week you'll be hearing from us on topics from any Hawaii-related topics and stuff about adventure, because those are the two things we're very, very passionate about. Wade is certainly an expert when it comes to traversing the island, so there isn't an inch of this island that he doesn't know. He's done it by jeep. He's done it by foot. So we know this guy, and we'll have some great stories to share with you, and it's going to be a great show moving forward.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So what day do you think we want to do this? We're going to do it once a week. I'm not sure what day we'll produce it. It'll probably be like Thursday.
Thursday or Friday's fine.
Yeah, Thursday or Friday. Maybe I can do it back-to-back shows.
Yeah, sounds great.
You know, something
like that. I think we can work that out.
We can work that out. So that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. For my beautiful wife, Yao Ling. For all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. Don't forget to tune in. Actually, next week. Wait a minute. Next week, I'm going away. I'm not going to be here next week.
I'm going to do a show.
You'll do a show. There'll be a show. There'll be a show, but I'm going to be leaving next week. I'm going to Europe. I'm taking a big group to Europe. I'll be gone for 10 days, so there will be one show missing somewhere along, probably not the next week, but the following week. So just a programming note. So once again, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, and aloha.
Shoots.